This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Missourians are already seeing changes in health care coverage since the Affordable Care Act was first implemented. Ryan Barker is the director of health policy for the Missouri Foundation for Health. He says changes already affecting Missourians include provisions allowing young people to stay on their parents' insurance plans until the age of 26, Medicare coverage of preventative services without a copay, and a new rule that requires some insurance providers to partially reimburse customers if they do not limit overhead and administrative costs.
And we saw about $65 million come back to Missourians in health insurance premiums that they had paid and not gotten the benefit of.
Barker says that some elements of the Affordable Care Act could be affected if federal leaders do not reach an agreement to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. He says that programs that were authorized but scheduled to be funded in the current budget could be subject to sequestration cuts. A group of public health professionals gathered in Columbia yesterday to discuss the impact of the Affordable Care Act in Missouri. The seminar was sponsored by the Missouri Public Health Association and the Missouri Foundation for Health. A state senator from St. Louis is continuing his campaign to increase fines in Missouri for not wearing seatbelts. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
This will be the fourth time Democrat Joseph Kevany has sponsored legislation to raise Missouri's seatbelt fine from $10 to $50. Opponents have either voted it down in committee or never brought it up for a vote each time. Kevany says this time his message will focus more on the lack of seatbelt use by teenagers.
In Missouri, we average about 77%. Teenage buckle-up rate is about 66%. The majority of people aren't killed as a direct result of the collision, but they're being ejected from the car.
Kevany's bill would apply to front seat passengers as well as drivers, but it would not upgrade the state's current seatbelt law to primary enforcement. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Two River Navigation Trade Associations say the Army Corps of Engineers plan to blow up rock outcrops on the Mississippi River next week. As Jacob McClellan reports from Cape Girardeau, the rock pinnacles in Thebes, Illinois, could block river traffic after Christmas if water levels continue to fall.
The rock removal is a half victory for barge companies, who also want the Corps to release water from Missouri River reservoirs. American Waterways operator spokesperson Ann McCullough says the rock blasting project is welcome news, but adds the work will take an extended period of time.
It's not a matter of days, but likely a matter of weeks. And every day that there are not those flows coming in from the Missouri River, every day that those flows are reduced, the Mississippi River water levels will continue to drop.
An Army Corps spokesperson acknowledged the Corps awarded the contract but could not elaborate on work dates. The Corps originally projected work to begin in January, but they sped up their contracting process. I'm Jacob McClelland.
Grassroots organizing in the community faith and labor groups of Mid-Missouri added a political twist to holiday caroling in Columbia yesterday. Together, they caroled outside the headquarters of several Missouri politicians, urging them to protect Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. KBIA's John Ingram has this audio postcard.
We want to tax the rich for Christmas. Don't wait till next year.
My name is Robin Acree. We're trying to make sure that our lawmakers know that by Christmas, we expect a deal to happen that does not include any cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Please bring us a Public Jobs Act. Please bring us a Public Jobs Act.
We're going to start with Senator McCaskill's office. We're going to then go to Senator Blunt's, Congressman Luke DeMeyer's office, and then we're jumping in the car and we're going to Vicki Hartzler, who will be our new congressperson.
I'm the Reverend Jim Bryan. I'm a member of the Missouri Faith Voices organization. More and more of our national wealth is controlled by fewer and fewer people, and it's a trend that's gone on for 30 years. And I think it's time for us as people to say the welfare of the people ought to come first, like it says in the Missouri Capitol building down there.
Okay, good. We're all going in.
What's your name?
Jeff Stack.
This is a real valuable effort. You know, I want to show that there is public support for preserving Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. It's bogus, this theoretic trade that we're supposed to accept, you know, that we should be worried about this mythical budget cliff. You know, it's really a hoax, it feels to me. We have plenty of money to be able to take care of needs.
Oh, you better watch out. You better know why. The 98% you cannot deny.
What we can't continue is to allow a situation where we have wealthy corporations profiting and snagging resources from the poor.
We want a deal before Christmas because we want them to deliver Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid by Christmas Day to the people of Missouri.
Wall Street must not win this time.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.